need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, Christians and Jews and Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists and agnostics and goddess worshippers. Welcome to Bonoboville. And yeah, Zizan Pesach. Chag Sameach Pesach. Happy Passover. This is not one to pass over. It's Passover if you're tuned into us live right now, and we are broadcasting live on the Dr. Susan Block Show, and we have before us a sexy Seder table with all the trimmings and more, brothers and sisters, so much more, so much more. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
This is going to be a little bit stronger here. Can I hear an A-women?
A-women!
Yes, I want to welcome you to the womb room, where the first thing we're going to do for the Pesach holiday, as celebrated by your darling, slightly blasphemous love doctor, is to light the candles. This is a tradition, always in a holiday, and this is what we do here. I'm going to do the little Hebrew prayer. If you can sing along, you are welcome to do so. So, here we go. Oh, someone should hold the pussy candle here. We also have a
pussy.
Cock candle. Someone could hold that.
It's an unusual Passover.
Cock or pussy.
It does, yeah. This is Dayton Rains, by the way. And holding the other cock candle would be Cersei Elise. And this is the pussy candle. See, we have candles that are a little bit different than your Bubba's Passover, okay? So, here we go. But the prayer, gotta love that prayer, baby. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitchanu v'ritzvotav, v'tzivanu lehadlik ner, shel Pesach. Amen. And
women.
Now, speaking of women, usually that's all the woman would do, besides cook, is light the candles. All the other prayers, and of course the wearing of the tallis and the shtreimel and the kippahs is usually done by the men. But we do things a little differently here in Bonoboville, where we make like bonobos. Even on Passover. So, here we are. I did introduce Dayton Rains, who is dressed just like, I don't know, like my Aunt Sadie, but as a stripper. I mean, she looks great, yeah. The whole outfit looks very porn Pesach, I guess you would say. And that's great.
All right. Do my best.
And we have here Savannah Jane. Yes. Could you stand up and show us your outfit, Savannah?
Hi, guys.
Yeah. Stand up. Up. show us the outfit. And Savannah, of course, is a hot Jewish porn star.
Woo!
One of the stars of our Porn and Purim Bacchanal that we did a while ago. Porn and Purim, where you played a harem girl and stole the heart of the king. Remember? Yes. Well, we'll see what you steal now. Maybe the Afikomen. Okay. So we already introduced Elise, Circe Elise, who is a slave in training, is that right, of Master D.
Yes.
And Master D is wearing his yarmulke. Where's your yarmulke? Oh, there it is. Okay. Golden yarmulke for the golden boy, son of Abe Saffron, who was sort of...
Grandson.
Sorry. Didn't mean to age you too much. Sure. Grandson. But one of the favorite, or the favorite grandson of Abe Saffron, who was like the Jewish mafia in Australia, you would say. So many Passovers where he had to go out and, you know, kind of handle problems.
Take a little ride.
Yeah, take a little ride. So, and this is, of course, Queen Rocks. Hello, Queen Rocks. I don't know if you have a microphone. Someone should get
here,
Queen Rocks
have mine.
A microphone. And you are a pleasant surprise. You visited us for the Femdom 4 extravaganza with Goddess Faye Black a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And then you saw that we're doing this. And, of course, Rebbe Ron Jeremy is supposed to be joining us later after his family Passover, which I think is mixed up with the Asian Palooza. But this is your first Passover.
It is.
Well, welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So, here we are at the spring holiday of Judaica, which is really just another spin on the Dionysian celebration of spring. And it is quite a celebration. We've got, as you can see, the green herbs, and then we've got the green herb here too. You know, we have different types of herb. We have the charoset. Of course, we have a very nice ice cream parfait that was made by Aunt Sadie. I mean Dayton here, and the burned egg and the bones. Of little children. No, that's a myth. But we are going to explain all of this very shortly. But first, I'm going to sing you a song, and you can sing along if you know.
Right.
This is called The Order of the Service. So you won't know what this means because, well, you don't know Hebrew, unless you do. Yossi, where are you? Come on up here. Yossi knows Hebrew.
Yossi. Yeah.
Yossi.
Yossi. Woo-hoo.
Yossi. Let's introduce
here.
Yossi here.
Yossi, come on this side of
this
me.
Here.
You're going to get you want to sit here and she can sit here, or you could sit here, whichever you want. Yep. Okay. You want to sit there? Okay. You can sit here. All right. So we're going to do you know this one? Kadesh Urechatz, Karpas Yachatz, Magid Ratza, Motzi Matza, Maror Korech, Shulchan Orech, Safun Barech, Halel Nirtza. Amen. All women? Okay, now
beautiful.
You know the brocha for the wine, right? We're going to now drink the wine, except someone should pour the wine. You want to pour the wine?
Sure.
Because, you know, you're dressed for it. So, but maybe you should remove your shawl so it doesn't drip into the candles.
Right.
Okay.
And you should introduce Dr. Susie.
Our
you should introduce
special... Yes.
You should introduce Yossi.
I will, as she's pouring the wine.
As
this is
pouring.
Our special... First, I'm introducing...
He wants to pour the wine.
The Manischewitz. Okay. And Yossi is going to pour the wine into the wine glasses.
I'll do it.
And they're going to sort of argue over that. Passovers are very, very well known for arguments. People have arguments over all kinds of things, so expect that. Yossi is a great artist and sculptor. He sculpted the bust of me that is out in the bar. You can check it out.
That the porn star sat on.
A porn star sat on it, right.
Broke that.
It was Max Hardcore's girlfriend,
right.
Whose name slips my mind.
Catalina?
Maybe.
No, I don't remember.
And she sat on it and just neatly broke the hat. So therefore, I have one of my own hats on this thing. And he also created Obama's car.
One parts of it, right?
Parts of Obama's car. So we're excited to have Yossi here. Haven't seen you in a long time. Chag Sameach Pesach. Whoop. Okay. He's good.
He's good.
You can sit here.
He's good.
He's visible.
He's good.
But, you know, you could shake them up here. We're going to have a topless blessing in a little while here. All right? Blessing of the titties, right? No? Isn't that a good thing? Right?
Pardon my reach.
Okay, so actually, I don't know that anybody, is anybody drinking that one? Okay, you want to drink out of the little beer stein here? Okay. Okay.
Can I actually have this one?
You want this one?
Yes.
Sure.
How come I got so little? Oh, you are supposed to drink the whole glass of wine, but okay, that's enough. That's enough, yeah. Okay, so on Passover, you drink a lot. That is why I consider this a very Dionysian holiday. I mean, I guess Easter you could drink a lot if you want to, but Passover you're supposed to. You are supposed to drink 4 cups of wine at least. And this is for Elijah, who's kind of a Jesus surrogate. There you go. Manischewitz. Come on, sponsor us. Hey, we got Rod to Jeremy Rum. Why not you, Manischewitz? Okay, so here, you could just put that somewhere. Yeah, put it not in front of everything. This is the Seder plate. Okay. The bonobo rules. All right, Yossi, we're gonna do the simple brucha. Okay. The short one. Okay, everyone.
Oh my goodness, you drink a lot.
He does that. That's the Orthodox way. That's what loser does.
Okay.
He does it just like that. Remember, Max?
I'll hold the mic.
It's with a wine is overflowing. It's beautiful. It's also messy. Okay. So if you know the bracha, you can sing along. Baruch atah Adonai.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Boreh pi'agofen.
Amen. Women.
Woo.
Manischewitz.
Ew, it tastes like
it
soda.
Tastes like
I love Manischewitz.
A little bit like really sweet cough syrup.
Yucky. Cough syrup's bitter.
All right, but you get used to it as it goes on.
Woo.
Woo-hoo. Okay, very good. That sounded so like Hebraic. Okay, so moving right along, we just had our first cup of wine. And by the way, if anyone would rather have Ron to Jeremy rum, you're welcome to it. Now we're going to skip ahead in this, and because it is a special occasion, we are going to say the Shehecheyanu. And this is a special occasion, so it would be the blessing of the boobies. So can anyone who wants just show their boobies if you want to? You don't have to. It's voluntary, consensual. Oh, look at Savannah James.
Yeah.
Kosher boobies.
Very nice. I'm not the only one with my tits out.
Okay. So now we should maybe hold hands here. Okay, it feels good. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shehecheyanu, v'kiyemanu, v'higiyanu, lazman hazeh. Titties. Amen. Women.
Women.
Yeah, Juxley's wearing his yarmulke came in in time for the titties. Okay, the blessing of the titties, that was what that was. Okay, you can keep your titties out or not. It's all very, you know, whatever. This is actually, Passover celebrates freedom. And one of the things is we can sit however we like the Romans. That's, again, Bacchanalian. The idea is we were slaves. So we're going to do a little section now about this slave thing, I think. Is that what we're going to do now? Yes. Well, no. Actually, first, see, I never remember this. I've been doing this since I was, 5 years old. But still, you got to get all mixed up. Okay, so the afikomen is the matzah, is a piece of matzah. This is supposed to keep the children interested. We hide this. Do you want to hide it? No. Okay.
I'll hide it.
Max, do you want to hide it as the daddy?
No.
No. Okay.
You're
Dayton.
Supposed to wrap it first.
Okay, Dayton, you can hide it.
Hide it somewhere.
I'll hide it.
You can have it.
You hide it.
I guess I'll be the daddy today.
Okay.
Put it
but
under,
I have to wrap it.
Peyton, put it under the table. Nobody will see it.
The idea okay. that...
Everybody close your eyes.
That we have to find Dayton's Afi Komen.
Okay.
I think you should do this topless, though.
Okay, I can do a topless.
Do a topless. Find right. something.
Okay, we're going to hide the Afi Komen right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hide
although
it there.
Everyone can find it here, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Nobody can see
it. I know where.
But
that's
okay.
Hidden. Yeah. That's
oh, here's where okay. we hide the Afi Komen in the
okay.
womb room.
Okay. There
we
go.
Now someone's going to have to find that.
That's
and
okay.
And it's going to take about an hour. You're going to sit there with matzah between your legs. Okay.
I can sit there with a lot of things between my legs.
All right. So. Whoever finds it.
Winner, winner. You never know what you're going to get.
Wins a prize. Okay, so now we have hid the Afi Komen. So now is a very well-known, in a way, tradition of Passover, which is the four questions. Right? Savannah, you were asking me about the four questions. Can you do them? Yeah, here, talk on the mic.
It's the youngest person in the room that's supposed to do them.
But we don't know if the youngest person actually knows them. So the youngest person that knows them. They're the four questions.
Four questions.
Someone could, did you know them in Hebrew?
I can read it.
I'll do it with you. I'll do it with you, okay? Find it. It's on page, I think, 8. Okay? And then who's the youngest? Are you the youngest? You're going to read it in English after we do it in Hebrew, okay? So it's on page 8.
You're definitely the youngest.
Cersei Elise, okay. So first, we're going to do it in Hebrew. Actually, anybody who knows it in Hebrew can do it. The four questions. Anna 1, Anna 2. Well, which way do we... There's different
the
tunes. Manish tana halayla hazeh. Is that the one you know?
Or...
Shabbat Halelot, Anu Achim, Hametzu Matzah, Halayla Hazeh, Ulanu Matzah.
Shabbat Halelot, Anu Achim, Shah Yorakot, Halayla Hazeh,
Maror. Shabbat Halelot, Ein Anu Matbilim, Afilu Pa'amechat.
Afilu.
Mamachat, halayla hazeh, shtei amin. Shebachol halelot anu ochlin, bein yoshvinu bein mesubin, halayla hazeh, kulanu mesubin. Okay.
That looks a lot like Arabic.
It was a lot like Arabic?
It
well,
looks
actually,
like Arabic.
Hebrew is a lot like Arabic.
Oh.
And some of these that one is actually originally Hebrew, but a lot of the songs that are in here and prayers are originally Arabic, like Had Gad Ya. But now we have Cersei Elise, who's going to read the four questions in English.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
On all other nights, we eat either leavened bread or unleavened. On this night, we only eat unleavened bread. On all the other nights, we eat herbs of any kind. On this night, only the only bitter herbs.
And, of course, we also smoke herbs, but anyway.
That's new. That's a new addition.
We do not dip our herbs even once. On this night, why do we dip them twice? On all other nights, we eat our meals in any manner. On this night, we do sit around the table together in a reclining position.
All right, so that's why, yes, we are allowed to do whatever we want, except, of course, for the Hebrew slave. This is slave Greg, who symbolizes the slavery of the Hebrews. And he is all
Greg
tied up with his yarmulke on.
This is good. I like slave Greg.
He would probably like an Egyptian taskmistress of some sort to whack
him. I'm not a mistress.
Well,
I am, actually.
He'd probably go for you. Anyway, he's all tied up, so it doesn't really matter. So, So who's going to... So, you know, there's this answer now that is really just a paragraph. It could go on for days and days, but we're just going to read one paragraph in English. Who would like to do that?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Oh,
do you have a microphone?
Here.
This
you
is
can Rox. Have mine.
Okay. So you read this one right here in English. The answer. This is the answer to the four questions in a coconut shell.
We were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, and... The eternal
our God brought us out from there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. Now, if God had not brought out our forefathers from Egypt, then even we, our children, and our children's children might still have been enslaved to Pharaoh in Egypt. Therefore, even were we all wise, all men of understanding, and even if we were all old and well learned in the Torah, it would still be our duty to tell the story of the departed from Egypt. And the more one tells of the departed from Egypt, the more is he to be praised.
Praise
woo,
the Lord and the lady. Very good. I mean, you're not supposed to clap, but I...
But
I
your sexy clap. Voice is
sexy.
Pretty
okay.
Damn good.
So now we're going to do a demonstration of beating the slave.
Oh.
Okay, so...
Well, the male slave can get beaten by a mistress. Yes?
Yeah.
You have something you can beat him with? What? You have... Full permission to...
Yes, we have the...
Okay. Well, bread. Perhaps you could go... Oh, your matzah.
I broke the matzah with my vagina.
You know, that's what happened.
I think we found it.
With
Oops, I'll hide it somewhere
yeah,
else.
You have to hide it somewhere else. Okay, but that was good. Okay, we are shedding matzah everywhere.
You have something?
Now, this matzah is extra special good because it's been inside Dayton's womb room here. All right, so...
Careful.
Now...
Careful.
Would you like to whip you will be the Egyptian taskmistress. Can you take this sweater off, please? Yes. Ah, look at that. Beautiful. All right, so...
Sorry, Greg. I'm not doing it tonight.
Do you have some sort of a flogger or something? Yeah. Oh, you carry it in your purse. Very good. How you doing there, Greg?
Pretty good.
You enjoying being a Hebrew slave?
I am.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever been a Hebrew slave before?
No, first Whoa. Time.
All right, very good. All
I've
right.
been a slave of everything else.
Yeah,
but not
yeah.
A
well,
slave.
Now it's your turn to be a Hebrew slave on Pesach. And you know, freedom is the greatest aphrodisiac, yeah. But restraint is a close second.
Do whatever
second.
You want to.
Let my people go.
Okay, I'll get out of the way. Here she goes, whacking the chest of the Hebrew slave, the Egyptian taskmistress, a representative of Cleopatra and the pharaoh's finest ladies. She whips
nice.
The nipples and the thighs and the ribs of the helpless slave as he grins. He's enjoying this way too much.
It is very true.
But he looks good in his yarmulke, I have to say. It's fantastic. Yeah, yeah, he looks great, you know. And you look very Egyptian, actually. Very, very nice, yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, you could play Egyptian, yeah, for sure. All right, one good whack. Two more good whacks. Oh, sure, I'll give it a try. Okay, you hold this. And I am now the Egyptian taskmistress.
Watch out,
whack.
Here comes Master D.
I had an idea.
Whack, and whack. Yes, it really feels good to do it.
I
okay.
had an idea.
Yeah.
No, I don't need that. Hi, Greg.
Oh. Ouch.
Uh-oh. Oh, he's scratching him down his chest. This is what the Egyptian taskmasters would do to the Hebrew slaves if they acted yes. up. Or enjoyed themselves too much. Oh, yes, that grin. Friend. They'd say, I'm going to scratch that grin right off your face. Oh, and look at your nails. Oh, yes. Queen Rox is quite equipped for the Egyptian plague of the fingernails. This is one of the 10 plagues that we missed. I think this is the 11th. The fingernails across the body. Woo! Yeah! Let's hear it for our Hebrew slave.
All right.
Greg and Queen Rox and Master D. All right. And moving right along. Let's see. We're going to skip some parts. Because. Oh, yeah. Okay. So there's a part of the service that involves four sons. And since we don't have enough boys, some of these sons are going to be daughters. So... Who wants to be the smart son? The wise son?
Yeah, okay.
Aw, I was looking around. But okay, you
I'll
can be
it.
The smart son. And who's going to be the contrary son? The bad son?
Him. He's definitely a bad son.
Then okay. Well, but then someone has to hold this up to you. Okay, he's the bad son. Okay.
He's obviously.
And
obviously
then
really
there
bad.
Is the simple son. Simple. He wants to be simple. There's four sons. Simple, simple son. You want to be the simple son?
No, I'll be the stupid one.
Oh, you'll be the really stupid one that doesn't even know how to ask a question. Okay, so Dayton, you can be the simple son.
I'm not a boy.
Daughter.
Okay, thank you.
Daughter.
I'm not going to be boyish anytime soon.
No. I said
in
before
this
you
day and
in.
Age, you can change anytime you want.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about it.
Okay, so look in your book so you can see what your part is. You only have one line, some of you. Some of you have no lines.
Captain Max, you don't want me to change to a boy,
no,
do you?
No, I don't care. I mean, I'm
well,
all for,
I care, and I don't.
I'm all for whatever.
Okay, so the Torah speaks about four sons, one who is wise, one who is contrary, and one who is simple, and one who does not even know how to ask a question. And, of course, this is supposed to involve the children in the service. So we're going to involve the children in the service. The wise son asks,
what is the meaning of the rules and laws, customs, which eternal our God has commanded us? You shall explain to him all laws, Passover to very detail about the Afikoman.
All right. So now this could be comparable, I think you might agree, Master D, to having a contract with a slave where every little detail has to be outlined.
Yes, correct.
And so the wise son understands this, that every little detail needs to be outlined. Now, on the other hand, the contrary son is just grinning and getting smacked. So I'm going to feed you your line, contrary son. What is the meaning of this service to you? Can someone hold a microphone to him here?
I can.
Okay.
I'm limble. Nimble.
Limble.
Limber and nimble.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Okay. So say, what is the meaning of this service to you?
What is the meaning of this service to you?
To me, it means you're all tied up. No, that's not really what I'm supposed to say. It's you say, saying you, he excludes himself. And because he excludes himself from the group, he denies a basic principle. See, Judy, you know, this is all about the group trying to get everybody to conform. You may therefore tell him plainly, because of what the Eternal did for me, that is when I came forth from Egypt, I do this, and for me and not for him, had he been there, you would not have been redeemed. And, of course, you would have enjoyed being a slave, so you would have stayed there with, you know, your hot Egyptian taskmistresses.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right, simple son. Come on.
Okay.
Oh, daughter.
Yeah, of
daughter.
Course I'm a simple son. That's
you're
funny. I call people simpletons all the time.
Well, it just
fell
out that
one.
Way. It just
that's
happens
funny.
To be the one you are. Okay. Oopsie. The simple daughter asks,
who is this?
No, it's what is
oh.
this?
Oh, yeah, see? I can't read.
It's okay. Say it now.
It says, what is this?
What
is this?
There you go. Okay, to him you shall, her you shall say, with a strong hand the Eternal brought us out of Egypt from the house of bondage. Because simple sons and daughters can always learn. Now for the one who does not even know how to ask a question. Can you sort of make baby sounds? Here, put a microphone to him. Sound like a baby.
You shall tell the child on the day, this is the done because of that which the Eternal did for me when I came forth out of Mitzrayim.
That's right. He used the Hebrew word. It's Mitzrayim. Egypt. Mm-hmm. All right. So that is the family. And again, they're all going to fight. But now we're going to skip some things and move on. Move on. Oh. This is just a passage that used to always... I would be so bored in Seders when I was a kid. You know, like some of you probably are right now. But... anyway, this paragraph would always wake me up. It's on page 18 if you're looking in the... is that 18? Or I can't even read that. 19? What does that say? 13. It's on page 13. And it's at the top paragraph. And this would always, like, get my mojo going. And numerous, as it is said, I have increased... You oh this should be the blessing of the titties right here.
Oh, okay.
More titties. You'll see why.
Oh.
They're beautiful.
Are they out?
I have increased you as the growth of the field, and you have become numerous and grown big and reached to excellence in beauty. You are full grown, yet you remain naked and bare. Well, when I was like 5 years old, I thought this was like, whoa, porn. I mean, naked and bare people here at the Seder. What? And of course, that's supposed to symbolize that they're slaves, I guess. But I thought it symbolized that they were porn stars, huh?
Well, yeah, something we like are that. Naked and bare. Yeah, right, porn. Right, Savannah? Aren't we naked and bare?
Yeah.
But there was great suffering among the Hebrews. Okay. And they were slaves. And they didn't just get whipped. They had these other kinds.
Didn't they get burned?
They got a lot of things. And we're about to go into what they got. But we need to pour another glass of wine for everybody.
I got the wine.
Okay, so you're going to handle the wine.
I am the porn star degenerate alcoholic.
There
so
she
we
is. And we have our Manischewitz right here. There you go. Keep pouring.
I'm pouring.
We're waiting. Sure. Yeah. See, this is the way that the, you know, the really religious
the Jews.
Yeah, really religious Jews drink the wine is overflowing. It symbolizes
you're supposed to drink it all
plenty.
In one drink.
Yeah.
So
well,
shame on you. Now you get more. You're a bad Jew. Bad Jew. I was raised by Hitler's.
That's right.
I was.
She was raised by a Hitler buff.
So I really was.
She's an expert.
Hitler and Jew in the same sentence, which is great.
Bad Jew. Off to the ovens.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
That's hilarious.
You know.
It is hilarious.
We have all kinds of pharaohs in our midst.
Uh-oh. We're empty.
Okay, we're empty. We have another one. We have several. And so... Now, what you need to do is lose some of your wine on a plate. So you're all going to get plates. Please pass the plates down. Everybody take a plate. And you spill a drop of wine because that means somehow you're giving something up. You're feeling bad, I guess, for the Egyptians. Because, oh, I forgot. This is what God is a major character in this story. And he is just a character, I think.
Thank God.
He's one of the biggest characters, I think.
He's a big character. Yeah, he's a big character. He actually shows Moses his ass at one point. He doesn't show him his front because that would kill him. So, because I guess his dick is so big.
Oh, God's dick is so big.
Something like that.
It's like a
candle.
God's dick.
Yeah, God's dick is bigger than a horse, you would imagine. Or
maybe that's how they just translated it.
Anyway, it was so big, he couldn't show Moses his dick. So he had to show him his rear end, and I'm not sure what Moses did about
part
that.
Part of the seas, remember?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of, you know, bisexuality in the Bible, let's just say. Sort of hidden.
So do I just pour some of this on here?
No, well, what you do is you take a spoon. I mean, you could pour it, technically, but it's kind of messy. So, yeah, let's everybody take a spoon, and you're going to... drop some of it, and because I am just so decadent, I'm going to drop some on Dayton's boob and lick it off of there. Okay,
oh
so
yum.
Here we go.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so I'm going to say these in Hebrew first, and well, actually, could we have someone do the English as I do the Hebrew? Who wants to do that? To read the English? Who's really... good. You're pretty good.
I think okay. Pretty good.
Oh, you want to do it? You've been drafted, Master D. Okay, so it's on page 16. 15, 16, whatever this is, yeah. We start with blood. Okay. Okay, and of course, this is totally sacrilegious. Okay, Dom.
Blood.
Svardea.
Frogs.
Ooh. Kinim.
Vermin.
We're out of wine.
Oh, no, I got more. Arov.
Beasts.
This is fun. Dever.
Cattle disease.
Cattle disease, ah! Shekin.
Boils.
Ah. Boils?
Moyles. That's
Moyles?
A good one.
Goyles and Moyles and Boyles.
Barred.
Hail.
I call you.
Arbe.
Locusts.
Hoshech.
Darkness.
Machar.
Slaying of the firstborn.
No, slaying of the firstborn.
Let's get some more. I'll put some on with my spoon. It looks good.
I'm getting drunk, though.
You're not that drunk. You're not drunk.
This is how you drink the wine. And may I hear an amen.
Amen.
And may I hear an A, women.
Of course.
Hey, women.
Women. Mm. All right. Yeah. There.
Whew. Good plagues there. Okay.
Yeah, those plagues are terrible. The locusts are...
Get on a microphone if you're going to say anything. I don't can't say anything. Okay, so now
you're
we are going
on
to
it,
skip
that's why.
To a section on page 19...
Am I supposed to drink this wine?
Everyone is going to get a scallion now.
Oh, yay. Okay.
Okay,
you want
so
me to pass
give
out
everyone
the scallion?
A scallion? And in fact, people in the audience can get scallions as well.
Everyone gets a scallion. Come
you
get
may
a scallion.
Come get a scallion.
Hey, Dr. Susie, can you adjust your mic?
Yeah.
A little bit better?
Yeah, that's right.
All right,
because I had to do my licking of the plagues from Dayton's
well, you know.
Boobs.
You have a big one.
I have a big one. Except this is already broken.
No,
I feel like my dick is
there,
broken.
That
yeah, that's a good one. It's nice and wet, too.
You want a scallion dick?
Yeah, I love a scallion.
All right. So this is a song called Dayenu that is one of the most popular songs of Passover. And I did this for years just in a boring way with my family. And then 1 year I went and had... Passover with Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, who wrote Kosher Sex and who Yossi has some issues with.
Kosher
but
Jesus as well.
Kosher what?
Kosher Jesus.
Kosher Jesus yes. as well, yes. Let's have a hand for Jesus.
Woo! Okay.
This is the jackhammer Jesus, by the way. And when you have this Jesus
Hallelujah.
In any orifice of your body, you can say with all truth, Jesus is in me now. And by the way, this is a baby Jesus butt plug, which is more popular around Christmas, but they are both made by divine interventions. This is the devil. Okay, so you might think this is devilish, but actually, this is taught to me by Rabbi Shmuley Boteach, who is, he's pretty popular and very... religious rabbi. I mean, some say Orthodox. I mean,
he's a Chabad.
Here, you want a microphone? Get a microphone here.
He doesn't want the mic.
Well, you got to have the mic if you're going to say anything.
He's a Chabad guy.
He's a Chabad guy.
And he is a personal rabbi of the Michael Jackson.
Right. Even in death, he is Michael Jackson's rabbi. That's what happens when you become a rabbi to somebody. You're even that in death.
I think
we're going to do a Kaddish, by the way, for
what do they do when you're dead?
And my cousin.
Do they help you still?
Huh?
I need a rabbi then. Do they help you when you're dead?
Sure. They help you
work?
All the time. That's the whole idea. Well, so does the priest. They help you when you're dead.
Yeah. Okay. You know, one of his first
only
shows.
Only boys. They only help boys.
Oh, yeah. Well. Cute boys. Altar boys.
Right.
You're an altar girl.
I'm an altar girl. They don't have no interest in me.
You never know. There are some that... You know, go both ways. So, any case, so Rabbi Shmuley Boteach invited me to his Passover with his, like, 14 kids or whatever, you know, and they did this Sephardic ritual during Dayenu, which involves whacking each other. And these are all children doing this, whacking, and they did it on the shoulder, you know. But we, of course... The shoulder isn't all that interesting, so we should do it on the butt. What do you think? Little scallion whacking on the butt, right? I mean, you could do the shoulder or the titties or whatever. I mean, this is not going to hurt you too much, but don't stick it in your eye, right? but this is a, like an Earth Day whip, brothers and sisters. This is This is a device for whacking. I don't know. What do you call it? It's like a flogger. It's kind of a flogger. A light flogger.
It's almost a...
Okay, and we have several of them, so if you break one, you can get another one.
It's like a switch, but not so scary.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to do a little verse of the song, and if you know it, you can sing along. But basically, the chorus is the word Dayenu. Can everyone say that? Dayenu.
Dayenu.
Dayenu. Okay.
Dayenu.
So when... so I think we should stand up. Yeah, everyone stand up. And someone should be whacking our prisoner there. So I don't know who's going to get over there.
You're going to get off to the...
We can go down the line. You could sort of be
in the
middle here.
You want me to start him? I don't want to spank people, really, but I will. Spank him if he wants me to.
Maybe we should have our mistress
Persian
to whack him really.
Or Israeli.
And you could take two of them rocks because, you know, you might break one on
I'll
him.
I'll get you a big one.
So...
Give me three? Okay, you can have four.
Yeah, you can
have
three.
Four.
And if anyone else would like some scallions, we have plenty, and they are here for whacking. Okay, so, all right, Master D, it's you and me.
Yes.
Yeah, hello. Okay, so I'm going to sing the verse, and then I'm going to sing the chorus, and you can sing along with the chorus once you learn it, which will be very easy. So, Ilu, Ilu, Hotzianu, Hotzianu, Mimi, Traim, Hotzianu, Mimi, Traim, Dayenu. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Here, you whack me. You're supposed to whack me. And you're supposed to whack him. Yes. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Now you turn around and whack the other person. Okay. And die, die, ain't new. Die. Yeah, you get to whack me. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Ilu ilu natanyanu natanyanu etatora natanyanu etatora dayenu. I know I skipped ahead. Okay, whoopsie. You got to get up for more.
I know. Okay. My hat fell off. Oh. My Jewish hat fell off.
That's dayenu for you. Just so.
I was so turned on. Okay. It fell off.
And here we go. Okay. Turn around. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Well, you know what? I think this skirt needs to go all the way up. What do you think?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to spank my
pussy? There's no panties. Okay. Here
no
we go.
No panties.
No panties. Right. She's got matzah in there or something. Okay. I'm going to find the afikoman. All right. So, die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Die, ain't new.
It actually smells really good and fresh.
The onions? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it does.
And you can whack me if you want, or you can just show your ass. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Do you know one of the verses? You want to do a verse?
It's like falling to pieces.
You do. I'll hold the mic.
Ilu, ilu, hotzianu, hotzianu. Well, I'm doing the same first one. I'll do it again. Hotzianu, mimi, tsraim. Hotzianu, mimi, tsraim. Die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Die, ain't new. Okay.
Woo! That was fun.
Yeah. All right.
Your scallion didn't even break.
You can eat your scallion. No, you're not really supposed to eat the scallions.
Hey, oh, look.
You think we should give some water to the slave?
I think he'll drown.
Dehydrated.
I'm the Hitler part of
I think we should
make him eat a scallion. I think we should stuff one in his mouth. Oh, there you go. You
put look at his that kind of looks like a bonobo wiener, huh? Doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's what they
very
look like.
Bonobo.
Mm. I think he's a really happy slave, which is odd.
He is.
Because they kind of look like carrots.
My wiener is bigger than that. Come on.
It hangs to my
knee. My wiener's bigger than that. Well, you know
right
what?
He's reading right now what we have to do.
Well, I'm skipping ahead, though.
Just saying.
Okay. But we only have 3 minutes, so we're going to... Do you think it's a good time to take a break, folks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break.
Yeah,
we're going to pee and, you know...
Touch up makeup.
Touch up makeup. You know, you could whack each other with the scallion some more. But don't come yet and don't go away. We'll be right back with Passover. Yeah. Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war, really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian.
Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa, yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That yeah. does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em, cowboy. Woo!
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrate Masturbation Month.
Amen! Amen! Hallelujah!
Sonnez les matines, ding dang dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui,
oui, oui.
Yeah!
Mr. Comfort.
That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Wonderful being, thank you.
And I think that was an orgasm.
Man, Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston, and let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
My vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
Take it. That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words.
Where's the husband?
You got the simian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.
People, come back. Into the womb room, where the Seder table hits the G-spot. Now we are gathered around. We should go to page 26, actually.
26.
26. Mm-hmm. And we are going to drink another cup of wine. Yeah, so we're ready.
Oh my! You want me to pour another cup?
Well, I mean, I still have mine.
I have mine. I didn't know I was going to
No, we just down we it. Just spilled the wine before. We didn't drink it. So this is really only the second cup. This is really only the second cup of wine.
Okay. Okay.
Are we back? Are we back? All right. So here we go. Give Yossi a microphone. Can you hold the microphone in front of him,
yes.
Dayton?
Okay. I think I need to give them a splash. Can I have...
Okay, anyone else want some Manischewitz wine?
Manischewitz.
Good old sweet Manischewitz wine.
Like grape soda.
Tooth
I know.
But it'll
maybe
make,
Mr.
make you good
Mar.
With God.
Mar wants some Manischewitz.
Maybe after the show.
The slave wants some. Look at it.
And the slave.
Oh, the slave.
I
could
can
have
pour
some.
It in the slave's mouth.
Yeah, pour it in the slave's mouth. That's what I think.
Okay.
There's very little
there's
left,
a
so
little
you might
bit.
As well let the slave drink out of the bottle.
Okay.
No, just pour it down.
Okay, I'll pour it down his throat.
Yeah, yeah.
Can
okay,
you guys
when
back
we
there,
do the prayer,
adjust some of the voices, please. Adjust some of the voices.
All right. So hold those in front of hold the mic in front of Yossi, though.
Tales from the crypt.
It's just the regular Baruch Atah Adonai. Hello. It's just the prayer for the wine.
Baruch Atah Adonai, Elohim Melech Haolam, Borei Pi Hagafen.
Amen. Ah, women.
Yeah, that's right.
Ugh. It is so sweet.
That's going down the slave's throat, remember?
I know. Yeah. Mine
okay, down the slave's
down throat.
Throat,
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a little Kaddish right now. Kaddish is something you do. I'm just going to do it because I don't know when to do it, so I'm going to do it.
Do I go pour this down the slave's throat?
Yeah, you can pour it down his throat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you, while you're pouring that down his throat, Kaddish is a prayer that you say for the dead.
This is our waterboarding.
Right.
So
I've been a victim of that.
Okay, maybe
Let's
we should
see.
Do the waterboarding first. Okay. Here, let me have the mic. I'll hold the mic. And we're going to do some waterboarding, and then we will get serious and do our Kaddish. But first, we are going to waterboard the slave with wine.
He said I could hurt him.
You can do whatever you want
he
to
He said
him.
I could hurt him if I want. I don't really...
The master says it's cool.
It's cool.
Okay.
Okay, just lean
but
your head
hold
back
the label
gently.
In front. Yeah, mm-hmm. This is important. Glug, 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 glug. Up, down the hatchet. Whoa, very good. There you go. Bonoboville Communion. Maybe he could have a titty lick for that. Mm.
He's too happy right now.
Happy slaves. Actually, the pharaoh probably wanted happy slaves. Those damn Hebrews were complaining, kvetching all the time. Okay, so I'm going to do a little Kaddish. This is a prayer for the dead, and I'm going to do it for my cousin Jeff, whose family is having a Seder tonight, and they're my family, so bye, cousin Jeff. And I'm going to do it for Prince.
Oh,
because
yeah, it's really sad.
Sad.
That's so sad, and he, you know, was pretty young to go. And, I mean, he celebrated everything, so maybe he celebrated Passover once or twice. So,
he was fun.
Okay, so if you know it, you can do it along with me. Yitkadav yishkadash shemei rabah b'yam ma divra hirusei b'yam lich malhusei b'yachon uvachon uvachai d'chol beit Yisrael b'agala uvizman kariv v'imru. Amen.
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 Awimen.
Amen. Amen.
Yehe Shme Ra Mevarach the Am Ulme Omaya Yitbarach Vishtabach Vitpaar Vit Raman Vit Nase Vit Hadar Vit Hale Vit Halal Shme de Kudisha Brihu Le Ela Mikol Bircha Ta Vishirata Tushpatata Venechamata de Amiran Bi Alma Vi Imru Amen.
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 Ah women.
Ah women.
Yehesh me rabon ne mishana mishachayim leha aleinu v'alkol Yisrael v'imru amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ose shalom bimramav hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'alkol Yisrael v'imru amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ose shalom bimramav hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'yakol Yisrael v'imru imru amen. Ah, women. Ase shalom, yaseh shalom, shalom aleinu v'yakol Yisrael. Yaseh shalom, yaseh shalom, shalom aleinu v'yakol Yisrael. All right, bye, dead guys. We'll see you soon.
He'll be fine.
Very sad.
They might visit me later.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going to wash our hands. We have a bowl over there.
Do you want me to go get that?
The big silver bowl. We're going to pass it around with little towels because this is why the Jews would get in trouble during plague time, when there would be real plagues, like in the Middle Ages, is because the Jews would wash their hands and not get the plague. And so a lot of the Christians thought the Jews were Satanists because they wouldn't get the plague, and they thought the Jews were giving the plague to the Christians because the Christians didn't believe
I thought Hitler thought
bathing.
The Jews were just dirty.
There you go. It can go either way.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what I was taught.
There you go.
Anyone who reads the blog knows. That's fine. You can sprinkle me with salt water. I like it.
It's not salt. This
is
just regular
water.
This is
darn.
This is just to wash your hands. You just stick your fingers in. It's very symbolic. Okay, here, Yossi. Wash the hands. And we get some towels. Little towels, so we have the dry hands. Okay. And now, what do? Washing of the hands. I guess there's a prayer for that. Yeah, what is that? You can say it. You say it. Yadayim. That means hands. Okay. Now.
This is so fun.
Motzi. Okay. So matzah. We got matzah. Why do we have matzah? That was one of the four questions. Because supposedly when these Hebrew slaves were escaping, unlike slave Greg here, they did not like being slaves. So they were escaping when God, the Master God, we could call him, Master G, actually, would be God, or also called Adonai, which actually means our Lord. And so Yeah, Yahweh is another name that you're not supposed to say, but I just said it. So he did all those plagues and stuff, which, you know, kind of didn't bother the Egyptians at first, except the killing of the firstborn. Then they said, get out of here, please get out of here. So they started running, and they didn't have time for the bread to bake or to rise. So we got matzahs. So this is why we have to chomp on these crackers week long. Right?
Why do the Catholics have to eat it in communion? Because we have to eat the same thing. It tastes just like
it.
I don't know. I don't know. It's good, though. It tastes like a Ritz saltine. It's good. I would say buy it.
We have some egg matzah here. So, you know, you're not really supposed to have the egg matzah, but...
I think there's some kosher... Oh, this is the garlic.
We got different kinds of matzah here. We're going to say bracha once everybody has some matzah.
Here, this one. I'll help you.
And the thing about matzah is it is messy. So, you know, you break it and...
Oopsie-daisy.
There you go. See?
It's kind of crummy.
It is. It's
it's not messy. It's crummy.
Well.
Oh, here. Take
all right. And so the first thing we do is we have to eat it with nothing else because, I don't know, we're supposed to suffer. This, to me, is much more suffering than the bitter herbs. But because it's so plain. So you want to do the motzi? Yeah? Okay, Yossi is going to motzi.
Baruch Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, HaMotzi Lechem Min HaAretz.
Amen. Ah, women. Okay, so now you're supposed to eat it.
I just break a piece off.
Is the slave actually eating it somehow? He is. How does a slave get away with eating it? Okay.
He's a bad slave.
Now,
bad.
We get to do something that I think tastes better. All right. Let's just hold this up for a photo op here. Look at this beautiful parfait made by Dayton with... two different kinds of horseradish. Have you ever had horseradish?
No, thank you.
Tastes like ice cream.
No,
it's like a strawberry sundae.
Radish sundae. Delicious.
That's really good.
You all have to have a spoonful.
Okay. So you're supposed to have some. You break off a piece of matzah.
There's a special bracha for that.
There is a special bracha for it. And you can do that.
Yeah.
Yossi.
Should Here I say it?
Yes. We're gonna first put some of this stuff on here for you.
I'll put it for you, Dr. Susan. I'll do the pudding if you want, or do you want to do the pudding?
I'm doing the pudding. Okay, so, and it's really good. It clears out your sinuses.
No.
Oh, now, Master,
you have to eat it. That's your chore.
Who wants some? It's really good.
You should try it. Everyone here has
to
try
it. Tastes
like ice
cream.
You showed up. You're tasting it. I made it. It took me a long time.
Okay,
you
you're a big talker. Here.
I'll eat it. I'll even eat it, and I don't even like horseradish.
Here, I'm going to give you half.
Can you guys back there turn down that microphone?
It's a ritual. Here, do you want Savannah?
Are you listening to the show?
You've had. You're going to. The whole thing. Well, but wait. Let me just, after I dispense it. Here, do you want some? This is a lot. Okay, don't eat too much of it. I am not insured for your stomach problems. But it's good stuff. I grew up on it. Okay. So now, here, did you want to use the whole thing? There you go. Okay, so we're going
to
do a bracha.
Oh, you poor guy.
Uh-oh. Just a little bit. Ooh. Oh, my goodness.
Don't
she put maror in his mouth, and we haven't even done the bracha yet. Do it quickly.
Oh.
That's enough. That's enough.
Don't.
That's enough. Oh, more. He wants more.
Ew.
Wow.
Actually, I think he likes that, too, which is terrible.
No, that's okay.
No, it's...
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, Masher kitchanu b'mitzvotav, Vitzibanu alachilat maror.
He's looking at you crazy.
You're enjoying yourself now?
I do a different tune than he grew up with.
Go ahead. You can do yours.
You want to do your tune?
Is the slave all right from...
I now know what I'm going to do when he's under contract.
Ew. Mm-hmm. I don't like this. Mm. Yuck.
Don't even ask. Don't even.
No, it's very strong.
I need more cracker.
Okay. So now we have this, which is called charos. Oh, did we eat the green vegetable?
No.
Okay, we got to do the green vegetable.
I
think we skipped. We're doing that a little late. The green.
I
kind
of want to spit out my ham.
Actually, the green vegetable, we skipped that a while ago. Don't anybody tell us. The green vegetable, we didn't eat that.
Green herb, we haven't.
Can you bring the little bowl over there?
Not that one. Small bowl? The
other one. What? No, that one.
Yeah.
You want marijuana? No,
yeah.
This
okay.
One.
So, this is.
Susan, I can't believe I even ate horseradish. I'm celebrating your holiday with full flair.
That's so Jewish.
Well, ugh.
I'm just looking for the green
Should
vegetable.
What bowl do you want? This one? Is that the salt water?
Okay, you know what? I know the prayer, so I'm just going to do it. So everybody take either a piece of parsley or a piece of celery.
I'm going to take celery.
Parsley or celery?
Just joyous
just
item
for anybody eat. Who wants to know about celery, it
parsley
takes
or
more
celery.
Calories to burn it than it does to put it in your mouth.
If you're not into too much of a commitment, take a piece of parsley, I would say.
I'll take celery. I'm in a commitment.
Okay. So then you dip it in the salt water. Mm-hmm. And
okay.
Here, dip it in. Okay. And we pass this around. Okay. Oh, you got two.
I'll try both.
Okay, and you take some. And we're going to pass this around. I think I know this by heart because I can't find it in the Haggadah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher kitchana ben
maybe you should.
Vitzivanu la ha'adema. Ha'adema. Okay, and now we can eat it. Okay.
This is good.
Salt water. It's good.
It's like salty celery.
We like salt. We usually do Bonneville communion with salt. So now, there is the eating of the green vegetable is a common Judaic tradition in the Seder. We have expanded upon that tradition with the smoking of the green vegetable. All right. Would you like to officially light it for me? Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, borei peri ha'adama, smokin' zi.
I have a mouthful of green
vegetables. Bum Shiva, Shambhala. Thank you, Gonzo. This is the, it's really fitting, don't you think? The eating of the green vegetable and the smoking of the green vegetable. Do you indulge?
Yeah.
Look at those nails.
I'm really sorry,
there's
but
Queen
I had to spit mine out. It's
you
too much.
You know, it's okay to do it, but you shouldn't be announcing it.
Why?
Okay, and you have matzah on your lip.
I probably have everything on my lip right now. Okay. I have matzah on both lips.
It's okay. It's a messy... That
Rabbi?
Smoking of the green vegetable is very good. All right.
I am Cannabis Venus. I can help you.
That's right. You still have matzah
it's
now.
It's probably
everywhere.
Herbs.
Okay.
Well,
so
off.
Now we also have the charoset.
No, it goes to... No? Anyone else? You
okay.
People?
Here? Okay. Anyone else would like to indulge in the smoking of the green vegetable we have here? We can also allow the crew to participate in this all-important...
I'm going
to
indulge in
...section of the Passover Seder. Hold this carefully. Don't drop it. I would say... For the crew. Okay, so
do we
now.
Have a crew with a hand? Do we have a crew with a hand?
We have a crew with a mouth.
We're passing out.
We all like Passover now. Okay.
We're passing weed for
now,
Passover.
Now, oh, this feels like a tit, actually, in a way. Okay, so I think this is a good thing here. Okay, so now we are going to do the eating of the charoset. And Dayton, well, you made most of it. I did some chopping. Max did some chopping, right? And we created this.
It was a three-team deal.
It's got apples and nuts and raisins and cranberries, which is not an official traditional
and
part.
And those are Jerusalem.
Not artichokes, but figs.
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 Jerusalem
figs. Figs in here. All right. So this actually tastes good. It's also got the wine.
We cannot actually eat this because we're both and nut allergies.
Oh.
You know, you're so Jewish.
I know, right?
Really.
You
such
a kvetch. Jews complain about
all right,
everything.
All right.
My
just eat
God.
Some more matzah then.
I love my customers, but okay. The Jews
so
complain about everything.
Yeah, really. It's called kvetching, Dayton. Okay, so now, can you put some charoset?
Charosa.
Okay, on people's matzah. We have pieces of matzah.
I'm sure, like,
with
the
charoset.
They'll take turns beating him.
It's good stuff. Okay. Down.
You need to be like camera. That's great. That's
good. Okay, don't eat it yet. Okay. Perfect. Absolutely flawless.
I have to make it look good for cinematography, right? Don't
Absolutely.
You all want everyone to get a good picture of the I have a loogie.
Yes, sounds like you do. Okay. Where's I'm trying to get the cranberries on.
I got the
on
cranberries
here.
On
okay.
Point.
It's supposed to resemble the bricks that were used to make the pyramids.
Would you like one?
Yeah.
I should have one too.
Yeah, this is good stuff. And but I don't think it looks anything like bricks, but you know. Oh, yeah, you got a lot of cranberries. That's a good one. I'm going to take that one.
Right?
I said, let me do it. I know what's aesthetically beautiful.
You do, Aunt Sadie. You do. Okay, so this is supposed to resemble the bricks. Now, I don't even think there were Hebrews in Egypt, historically wise, for those of you who are interested in history. But it is a great, great myth of our culture. You know, kind of like Zeus, you know, and all of his girlfriends, except not as sexy. But we make it sexy here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. Okay, does anybody want some charoset? It's not bad.
I think the staff should I'll make it. You guys should try it. I mean, I did make it with the help of Dr. Susan and Captain
You know,
Max.
This is a little messy. They'll have it
it's
in
so
the
pretty,
after
though.
Party. They will have it. They
all
will
right.
have it. I'm sure they're going to have it. They participated in the smoking of the green vegetable. That was very
they
much
like
of a participant.
Of course they did.
They did. Okay, so now what is this one? Are we supposed to do a prayer? I think there... What is this? There's not really a prayer for this, right? You just kind of eat it. Okay. So it's something that Rabbi Akiba would actually combine it with this. So you could do this if you want. And I am crazy, so I do put the maror combined with... If you want, you can do that. And then he would put a little piece of matzah on top. And this was before the Earl of Sandwich created the sandwich.
Can I just put the matzah on top and not put the horseradish?
Or I am going to allow that.
I don't have to.
Right. No, that. I mean, I'm doing it with the horseradish because that is what Rabbi Akiba did. But
I
if
like
you
horseradish.
Do not wish to, your tits are so beautiful.
Thank
I have
you.
No need... to make you eat more horseradish.
Thank
and Yossi
you.
Had your share anyway, because he just put a big dollop.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay,
you're
so there's
sweet.
No prayer. We just go amen, all women,
you.
And eat it. This is a part I don't want to get pictures taken of, actually, folks. Now, okay, who's... The afikoman is right between my legs now.
I'll eat it.
Yeah. Eat my afikoman, baby. It's really kind of crazy tastes. The sweet and the spicy.
You don't like it?
Oi.
What does that mean, yuck?
Translate it.
What does oi mean?
Oi means...
Yuck?
Oi means, oh, God. You know, it's like a complaint. It's really another
it's
Jewish kvetch.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have fur, fur allergies, too. You lose your hair. You're scratchy. You're tired.
Now, really is the time that you start to eat the Seder meal. But this is not an eating party, but we do have eggs.
Oh, my God.
So we have to take the eggs.
Should I still hold this? No. This is good. Whatever. I'm glad I made that. Thank you for teaching me how to make that. Dr. Susan taught me how to make that.
This is a bunch of eggs. So do you eat eggs?
I can rip the paper off.
I'm not eating eggs.
You're not eating eggs.
Why?
That's okay. He's wearing a yarmulke. He's participating.
I can't even believe you're a dom. Me. You're so...
Master, not a dom.
You're a baby.
He'll eat her egg.
Okay. So we can either dip the egg... We can put salt on the egg. There's salt. Who's going to eat an egg? He's going to eat an egg?
I'm going to eat an egg.
I'm going to put an egg in his mouth.
Okay. And you want one? Do you want it dipped in salt or water?
The egg is a symbol of spring.
Are you putting an egg into...
And I'm going to put an egg into the Hebrew slave's mouth.
Good, good. Oop.
Oh, and the eating of the green vegetable and has turned to the smoking of the green vegetable.
I'm going to dip mine in the water, too,
right, absolutely. It's for Passover, right? All right, slave. Eat my egg. This is very religious. That's a good boy. He's eating my eggs. Ooh. Sucking on my my finger. Ooh. Good slave. Yep. Eat it all up. Oops. Missed a spot. Good boy. Oh, you know, it's messy. Lick. Very good. That's a good slave. You know, I think we're going to keep this one in Egypt. We're not going to let him go. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Anyone else want an egg? Are you eating the eggs?
I ate my whole egg. It was so good. I dipped it in the salt water.
Mmm.
It kind of tastes...
And
like
we also
perfect.
Have matzo ball soup. Do you have...
Yum.
Do you eat matzo ball soup?
I actually love matzo
ball. Oh, Max?
Yay.
Yes.
May we get a tureen of matzo ball soup for Master D?
I think we could arrange that.
His slave in training? Do you want soup
here,
or not?
I'll help with the... I will go and help with the matzo ball soup.
Okay. Now, since we're going to have soup, we're going to take a minute to get the soup. So you had mentioned that you might indulge us with a spanking.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. And you could use this to give the spanking. Yeah, you can spank her with a book. Okay. Here we go. This is what you do to get the bonobo away, spanked into you. Turn it around, though. No. Little product placement. Yep. Absolutely. She is taking her training. This is Miss Circe Elise. Ooh, do you have a microphone? Where's my mic? Here it is. How's it feel? Fine? Good or bad? Good, good. Okay. Good, yes. It's the bum is a good place to spank. I don't know if the Hebrew slaves were spanked on the bum so much as across the back or perhaps the balls, but maybe the cute ones were spanked on the bum. All right, thank you very much. A little spanking. Is that your first public spanking, or have you been... Yeah, oh, let's hear it for Circe Elise, her first public spanking. Is this your first Seder also?
It is.
It is? Here, microphone. It is. And what religion did you grow up with?
I grew up Catholic, but now I'm agnostic.
Catholic.
So.
Well, yes. I think we're all a little bit agnostic, or we wouldn't be here with our, scallions and...
I think it's amazing.
Jackhammer dildos and...
It's perfect.
You know, we're pretty blasphemous
How do
here.
You not?
Yes, but But okay, very nice. Well, good. And so are you enjoying your Seder?
I am.
You know, it's Jesus, nice. Of course. Where's my Jesus? Oh, this one's kind of messy. Is there there's another Jesus over there. Can you give me that plate? The plate.
The Jesus plate.
Yes, the Jesus plate. There we go. Oh, and these are the official matzah juggling balls that I will indulge in later. Of course, the Last Supper of Jesus was a Seder.
Yes.
So there you go. Now you have been to a Seder.
Uh-huh.
And perhaps similar to the kind that Jesus indulged in, you know, before we got bowdlerized. So, okay, well, yeah, I think we're pretty much done with the Seder. We could do the prayer after the meal if anyone wants an egg. Oh, no, you're going to have soup. Right, we're waiting for soup. So that's what we do is the grace after the meal. So, Yossi, do you have a microphone? Here we go. Is this the first time you've done Passover with me, or did you do it before?
No, this is the second time.
Is that microphone on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the second Passover with you.
Mm.
The first one was back at the old place.
The old place.
On the Olympic.
Right, okay. I don't know what I did then, but I did something.
It was
kind of crazy.
Something.
Right. This is Passover the Bonobo way. How's the matzo ball soup?
It's good.
It's good, right? Max made it, Italian style. All right, well, because we're almost done, we're going to do the prayer after the meal. Right now, even while you're having the meal, you can still be eating. And those of you who like macaroons can have a macaroon. Here's the macaroons. These are little Passover things. Do you like coconut cookies? Coconut cookie? Coconut cookie. Okay, you're really not supposed to do the grace after the meal while you're eating the meal, but we're going to do that. Do you know this, Yossi? Do we know the same tunes? Shir hamalav b'shuv Adonai at ben l'shion hayinu b'chami. I'm not going to do all this. Never mind. Rabotai nivarek, yihi shem Adonai v'merach v'tavi Adolam, b'rshut maranam v'rabotai, n'rech l'heilu shahanu mishalo, uv'tuvo hayinu. Baruch shahanu mishalo, uv'tuvo hayinu. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hazan et haolam kulo b'tuvo b'chein b'chesed u'brachamin hu noten lechem lechol basar ki li'olam hasto. Okay, I can't sing this high anymore. Amen. And a woman. And okay, now we have Eliyahu. You know this one? Eliyahu Hanavi. Okay, open the door. Eliyahu is supposed to come in through the door.
It's open.
Oh, it's open.
Okay. I don't know if the front gate is open, though.
Okay, so we should stand because Elijah's like Jesus.
Okay.
I mean, it's the closest thing we have to Jesus. What do you have, matzo balls on a stick? Maybe kinda. I think that Elijah is more likely to come in if we show our tits.
I'm happy to show my tits.
Okay. Show nipples to Elijah. Free the nipple for Elijah. Okay, Elijah is kind of like Jesus, so I'm going to hold up Jesus. Okay. Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu Hatishbi, Eliyahu, Eliyahu, Eliyahu Hagilodi, Imoshiach ben David, Imoshiach ben David. Eloheinu, Eloheinu. Amen and women. Woo! Did you see Elijah drink? When I was 5 years old, the rabbi said to me, "Did you see Elijah drink?" And I said, "No." And he told me I was a bad Jew. Ever since then, I've had these crazy seders. And I want to thank you all for participating in my crazy sexy seder here in Bonoboville. Woo!
When do we get to have the macaroon?
Now. Oh, did you get a macaroon? We were passing them around. You were gone.
I was getting matzo ball soup.
Have a macaroon.
I really want one of these.
You had some good macaroons the other night, though.
I have those still. We can have those herbal macaroons later. And they're gluten-free.
All right. So I'm going to give you all a moment to speak. You may promote yourself. And actually, I think, you know what? There is something I do want to get into before we end. On Passover, as on any Jewish holiday, sex is a mitzvah. Now, what is a mitzvah? A good deed. Who said that? Who is smart? Oh, yes, Erica.
Erica!
Erica gets the answer right. Yay!
Come up. We should have her come up here. She's
have
a good Jew.
Come on up, be a good
get
Jew.
Get up here, Erica. You're a good Jew. Come on.
Come here. She's comfortable.
You want a macaroon?
She does want a macaroon. Okay.
Hold on. I'll throw one at you. Hold on.
All right.
Ready?
So.
Miss?
You know, she's a porn star, not an NBA player.
Oh, I'm an NBA player, though.
Okay. So, On Passover, sex is a mitzvah. It's only supposed to be from husband and wife, but we expand definitions of everything here on the Dr. Susan Block Show, as you obviously can see. So I understand that Savannah brought an exciting porn star.
Woo!
Woo! And his name...
And it's a male porn star. I never get to meet male porn stars, and I got to meet a new male porn star.
You just don't meet enough.
I know, I don't.
You meet him.
And he's an oldie like me.
Rusty Nails.
Woo! Rusty Nails! Those are not good for your foot. Are they good for your vagina?
Maybe. We'll find out. Where is he?
Let's see. Come on, Rusty.
I don't see him. Oh, there he is.
Here he comes.
Okay. Yossi's going to take macaroon and step aside. Okay, yeah, you can just throw that on the floor. That's okay. It's wine, not blood. Don't worry. So you want to take a microphone? Say hi.
Hello.
Hey. Well, thanks for sitting through the Seder on the outskirts. Yeah, is that your first Seder? Or have you been? Yeah, okay. Well, what'd you think?
It's different.
Different. That's. I'm not sure what to make of different. I think that's a little neutral, but okay. So you're a porn star, right?
Yes.
Wow. And how long you know Savannah?
A couple of years. Met through a mutual friend.
Yeah. Have you done scenes together?
No.
No.
Are you just friends? Uh huh.
Have you had sex?
Yes.
You have had sex. One of you said no, and one of you said yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you have had sex. Yes. Oh, okay, but privately, not...
Yeah.
Okay.
Friendly.
Friendly. Well, friendly is good. Yeah. Well, considering it's a different kind of holiday, could you, I don't know, kiss?
Can you kiss him?
Kiss? A big kiss, though. Not... Oh, come on. That's not a porn kiss. Here, I'm going to move the macaroons.
I'll do it for you. Okay, sure.
What?
But it's not that fun. I do things every week. I have fun every week. So maybe you should have fun. You do it. Why are you trying to boss me?
I think this is the beginning of the Passover fight that I was telling you about.
No, I'm not doing it.
Family fight that happened.
If he wants to fuck me, I'm going to get paid.
Okay. Well, that was a little better. Maybe they don't
not in a mean way. He's very cute, but
okay. All right. Well, I just thought I would, you know, just explore what you might want to explore. Nothing? No? Okay. How about him? Would you like to make out with him?
No.
The guy in the... No.
He's not into that.
Yeah. Oh. No, no, and no, no.
Neither
well, I'm just... I don't
straight
know. I'm
can't,
trying to
we
figure
can't,
it out.
The straight porn can't really cross that way without being chastised.
would you do Bonoboville Communion?
What the fuck is that?
You got to talk into the mic.
Bonoboville Communion.
Okay, so basically, you could tell them how it goes.
Okay, how about
I'm the altar.
Well, you could be the altar. Would you like to be the altar?
Oh, I can be the altar. Okay. I'm always the altar. It's a holiday. Isn't it a religious holiday?
Yeah.
I should keep being an altar.
So basically, did you grow up Catholic? Or
I grew up Catholic.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay. So now, Catholic, were you an altar boy? No.
Yeah,
oh,
actually,
really?
I was.
Oh, okay. Well, then you could be the altar boy after she's the altar girl. So here you go. We have salt. And this is instead of the body or the wafer, because the wafer, right. I mean, we could put this here, but it's still.
Don't
I
forget
like
I have
it.
I have a hidden matzah around here.
So you lick the altar.
Okay.
And then I sprinkle the salt, and then you lick the salt, and then you take your drink.
And
which
I
could
pour it down your throat.
Manischewitz wine.
I don't drink.
Or
you can have water then.
Okay,
we'll waterboard
water.
You.
We'll
okay,
waterboard
water.
You. Water.
Hollywood Jake, can I have water?
Fresh glass of water. Okay.
Time.
And so, lick the altar. And, yep.
Just any part?
Any part.
Wherever you want. Just open up the camera. Wow, that was a
that was
lick.
Quick.
I don't
know
if
he's a quick
I don't know if I'm going to work with rusty nails. They seem dangerous already.
have you had a tetanus shot?
Yeah, of course. Please.
All right, lick.
Okay.
And water?
I need my water.
Jake looks so cute with his yarmulke.
I'm going to try to do a Hebrew song. I need a shot glass from behind over there, maybe. It looks like that.
Okay,
thank
Dr.
you.
Susie?
Yeah.
Oh,
Dr.
Welcome.
Susie.
Yes. Yes, Max.
I'm back here.
Hello, Captain Max. And what is your Passover message for the multitudes?
Wrap it up.
Okay, careful. And, whoa, yeah,
Dr.
there
Susie.
We go. Yes. Yes, Max.
Okay. I said wrap it up.
I'm wrapping. Okay. I wanted to give him a chance. I thought he wanted to do stuff, but you know,
okay.
It's cool. We try to give everybody a chance here on the show. So, okay, let's everybody come over here. We're going to say goodbye. Where did my seatmate go?
Oh, okay. Every.
Okay.
But
not a good time to go
left.
To the bathroom. Okay. Well,
amen.
All right.
Hey, women.
All right, guys. Hey. Wrap it up.
Here, come sit here. Somebody sit here. Okay, so. We are wrapping it up. As usual, at a Passover Seder, there's someone who says, let's wrap it up, you know, because it always goes a little too long. So, you know, that's what's going on right now. So we want to just say thank you, Savannah Jane and Mr. Nails and Dayton and Cersei Elise, Master D, and, you know. Slave... Greg.
Greg the slave.
Greg the slave.
Okay, I would like to thank all of you fabulous Jewish people. I've never celebrated
all
this holiday.
All of you fabulous Jewish people. That sounds a little
it
bigoted.
It was so
to me.
Much fun.
It's like saying all you
fabulous.
You
know, my dad's a World War II collector.
Muslim.
On all
wrap
I learned about was Hitler.
Wrap
I never
it
learned
up.
About.
Okay, wait.
Wrap it up.
Wow. See, Papa.
The voice of God right there.
Right, that was.
Wrap it up.
Okay. So our final prayer is we want you to be good. We want you to be happy. We want you to enjoy freedom or restraint, whatever is your preference, 50 Shades of Pesach, whatever it is, practice the bonobo way.
Can I have a little beer?
At beer? Beer is not for Passover.
We're not talking to you.
It's supposed to be Manischewitz
wine.
Wrap
it up.
Okay. Well, you said, can I have a little beer? All right. So, make like bonobos, not pharaohs. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight.
That's Juxus.
Even if that someone is you. And especially if you're in the Middle East. We love you. Jews and Muslims refuse to be enemies. Hashtag that.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us.
I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.